This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Minutes after the hour on the DJV Experience with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. Victoria out this week because she is in Ireland enjoying the balmy 30 degrees that they have. Well, it's better
she
there than
to
it
warm
is.
Warm up.
Yeah, right, where she's normally in New York City, where it's like 3 degrees. I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. This is really a very important time. It's the understanding of what we have going for us here on this program. I want to certainly thank Jennifer and the work that she does, how she puts us all first. She really does. Jennifer, I'm so thankful for her because of her attitude. And Kara, who's in the studio in Washington, the world is an oyster for you. The world is something that you can take the best of it. And you're learning a lot being around us, and we learn, there's this old...
You should thank us for everything you know. No, but there are great things ahead for Kara. Kara's a great person, and she's very talented, and she handles everything in stride. Even when she thinks she's frustrated, right. It's not that frustrated to the rest of us, which is nice.
Right. Well, thank you.
We've heard worse, is what I'm getting at, Dougie. You know what
right,
I mean.
Yes. Oh, boy. Have we ever. Oy. So anyway, I just I wanted everybody to sort of think about the year that we're going into. Forget about where we've been. Think about where we're going. There are a lot of things. For example, the tax law and what it's bringing about. This whole business, I don't know, this has been underscored as much as it might. The kinds of things, for example, we so find ourselves... looking at big companies like Apple because they tend to be trendsetters. And the fact that they have been talking about bringing back to America because of the tax cut down to 15% for corporations, they have piles of cash all over the place. So with this $268 billion in cash, imagine what they can do with that here, what that does for our economy, and how good it is to have it here if it's just in banks or in securities or whatever it is. That, can you imagine that much cash, though? Apple has $268 billion in cash.
For a long time, we incentivized businesses to go somewhere else. And now the incentive is to come back. And I'll tell you what, forget just the money and the benefits to our economy here, Doug. Think about our peace of mind. And maybe this is going to sound a little rude, but I think we can all identify. On Christmas, my grandparents came to visit from Colorado, and they're slow adopters to technology. Let's just put it that way. And so they really, really, really wanted an iPhone, but they hadn't taken the plunge yet. So I bought them an iPhone, thinking that was pretty nice. They were pretty excited about it. And I got them the 5SE, just a really basic model, just to kind of get them dabbling in it again. Mm-hmm. And we had to switch their cell phone service. And I can't tell you where the heck I was calling, but it was almost nearly impossible to understand the people that I was talking to on the phone.
I had that experience too. Yep.
To incentivize people to bring their businesses, their factories, their call centers back here to America. Just, again, forget economically the ramifications of that, but for peace of mind and for ease of use and making things more consumer friendly for American customers, it's a huge deal. It's a huge deal.
Well, you heard me. I'll go through this once again sort of quickly. I bought a new iPad this week because my old iPad was upgraded and updated and all of the things that hadn't been done for a year or so. All of a sudden, the updates, when I went to the Genius Bar at Apple to get a couple of other things straightened out, the guy says, okay, we'll do all the updates. So updates on my iPhone. Well, the iPad, which I bought in 2012, so it's 5 years old, became unusable. It became so slow, And then to find out afterwards, I hadn't paid as much attention as I might have to the stories that you and Victoria had talked about during the year about Apple being sued, class action lawsuit, because of this very thing. Everybody knows, apparently everybody but me knew, that Apple's been doing this and screwing their customers for years by making these updates basically render the equipment unusable. That's what happened to me. I couldn't use the old iPad, so I bought a new iPad. And since then, I've been back to the store twice to get it sort of tuned up so that the things are set where they need to be set. And I find that, you know, for a company that we tend to laud because it seems to be a great American company, I think their reputation, you know, maybe this is just business and I'm naive, but I don't think you gain unless you've got a corner on the market. And there are other things. Maybe they're not as good as the Apple products, but you don't screw your customers like that. You just don't, unless if you really, is Tim Cook really that cold? Is he that aggressively difficult? That's when I look at, I don't know if Steve Jobs is that way as well. I noticed that they were apologizing. They've apologized for some of these things, but they haven't said they were going to change. We're sorry we did that, but they didn't say they were going to stop doing it. So the updates that you have to install in your machine is liable to make it unusual. The guy in the store said they figure that they want to sell you a new machine every 2 years. That's what they're hoping. Sell you a new iPhone, iPad, whatever else it is. Every 2 years, they want you to buy something new. And then they have these features. Sometimes there are bugs that they put in. Apple has, I was looking at something, they were caught, I don't know if caught or cornered is the right word. They made the consumer their priority, so they said, over the last 12 months, they were selling iPhone batteries for, what, $79 a piece or something? And they made them, They made the iPhone battery also as something that wasn't, you know, the $79 was something that you were required to do because they intentionally put batteries in the iPhone that wouldn't last. And they were caught. So now they changed the price to $29 instead of $79.
Aren't they?
By the way, it cost them 90 cents to make the battery.
How often, though, don't you feel a little vindicated? Because how often have we said, these iPhones are getting slower, they're designed to fail.
Yeah, right, now I know
and
why.
And we all thought we were going crazy, but we weren't. We were not going crazy.
No. But look at all the time I've devoted the last, what, 6 or 7 minutes to talking about Apple. To see how much they have inveigled themselves into our lives, which is smart. They're brilliant, these people.
Well,
anyway, I also noticed
the branding is amazing on Apple.
Oh, my God, they're brilliant.
What a company that came back. I remember as a kid, that was the only computer you could use. I was trained, because I was one of the smarter kids in grade school, there was an enrichment program, and so they'd let, I don't know, 5 or 6 students from each class go and learn about an Apple computer. And then Apples went away. Remember, it was all about IBM, and it was just an Apple. That was like a doorstop.
Yeah.
How amazing that they reinvented themselves like they did, mm-hmm. because now they're the standard again.
Well, I think that the battery thing, what I found out this week, and this is part of what I was talking about with the $79 battery versus the $29 battery. They told me that if I put a new battery in my iPad, it would cost me $100 and something. And
might as well get a new one.
Yeah. Another $100, a promotion on this new iPad was, I think, $220. So, but does Apple apologize for anything is the question. They do what they have been, they've done and continue to do what they have done. And the battery performance, they purposely keep the battery performance slow down to make you, and that was sort of a secret, but now, as I said, everybody knows about it. And they say they're committed to, in a PR statement, to giving users the information they need to decide whether to upgrade their phone or whether they can just get by replacing the battery. I was told I had to do both, and I didn't do either. I bought a new. And then I found out that there was a setting that you could have used in the settings that might have corrected the whole thing. Yeah. Anyway, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, in the news as well. He is now required to fly a private plane. The company revealed in a filing this past week that the board demanded that he fly only on their private plane. And if he's, the demand was a business trip or whether it's a personal trip, he must, for efficiency and security reasons, go on a private plane. They've got him, so why not use him? And, you know, he made $9 million last week.
That's probably accurate.
Yeah. Well, he has 560,000 shares of Apple. What do you think those are worth?
Oof.
$100 million?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he made $9 million, and then the incentive, bonuses, stock, another $100. So he made $109 million last year. Yeah. It's nice work if you can get it. And you can get it if you try. So
you got to buy a Powerball ticket, right? Powerball and Mega Millions combined, 600 and something million.
Yes,
dollars.
Right. Woo-ah. All right, speaking of things that are better, making things better, and great American stories, Mike Lindell, who is the founder of MyPillow, has come up with some really sensible products. And the pillow that they made yesterday, kids opening up with a present. Yesterday was Megan's birthday, and it was kind of Christmas because they went away for Christmas Day. So Brendan and I went over to the house, and they opened up all the presents. And the biggest box in the room was from MyPillow. So they opened it up, and there were two big pillows. They're premium pillows that Megan and Matthew, her husband, will use. And then there were two of the smaller pillows, just right. And Miles looked at the pillow, and he looked at his mother, and he looked at me, and he said, "My pillow?" Yeah, it is your pillow. So he got a new pillow, his folks got a new pillow, and only cost me, he got four pillows for the price of two. Now, what's going on? They've extended the pillow, the deal. They made more. He had his people working overtime. He got 1,500 people in this plant in Minnesota. Another great American story, like, yeah, we talk about Apple and some of the other things. I don't guess Mike's probably got his money overseas. I'm thinking he puts all of his money back into his business, and that's a good thing. Lots of great employees, quality product made in the USA. Use the promo code DJV. Buy one premium MyPillow, get the second one free. Promo code DJV for Doug, Jen, and Victoria at MyPillow.com. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, six sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What? Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
So as we move ahead, this portion of each hour devoted to music, musical stories, stories about the people who are big singers and the groups and that sort of thing, and as might be suspected this time of year, looking back to the year in musical history, final box office concert totals are in for the year. And it was a great year for McCartney. His one-on-one tour netted $132 million.
And that was only for 4 tickets.
So the concerts were the first time around. They had a limited number of seats and venues. And the first round netted them $67 million. And then they extended the tour, so the overall gross went to $132 million. 37 concerts from April through December. Launched originally at about this time last year, as a matter of fact. A couple of legs in North America, and then they went through Europe and Argentina. Just as he did last year, McCartney played both arenas and stadiums during his tours this year. Two appearances at Desert Trip last year, $160 million grosser. Remember the iconic rock acts that were there? Coachella, but they call it Old Cella or something?
Old
what do they
Cella.
Call it?
Old Cella. Sure.
Yeah, right. So if you look at the per-show averages, Jennifer, through the run, the tour is estimated to have surpassed, actually last year and this year, $240 million in sales during the 2 years that he was on the road. So $132 million this year and about $110 million the year before. 1.8 million tickets were sold for McCartney's one-on-one tour around the world. Oof, wow. Guy still can draw him, right? He's 70, what,
right.
74, 75?
The women still love him, though.
They sure do. Well, I think men, I like him. If I could find a venue to see him and actually watch him perform instead of being out in a big stadium 10 miles away and not be able to see anything, I'd go see him.
I'm surprised he hasn't looked into doing a residency.
Yes, I think that's, yeah.
Wouldn't that be great, kind of like Elton John? That would be a pretty cool thing.
Yep. All right, moving along in musical storydom, Jimmy Buffett. Here's another one. Guy knows how to print money.
Yeah.
This guy has made so much money on basically one theme. It's really very cool. He found his audience during the mid-70s with Margaritaville. He was a beach bum. Came from Key West. The songs that he sang glorified all the happy hours and the way he had spent his life to that point. He spent time in Nashville early on. Nobody really knew who he was. He was sort of a folk singer. Recorded a lot of demos in studios. And so now, like, he doesn't need the money, but apparently somebody has decided, let's dig up some of this old stuff. So now a new compilation of music from Jimmy Buffett called, what did I call Muppet?
Buffett.
It's called Buried Treasure Volume 1. Some of the early recordings from his years singing in the Bible. He spent a lot of time in Nashville and on Music Row. It's an acoustic album, Jennifer. A lot of songs recorded in Mobile, Alabama as well. He had a studio above a dentist's office, which is kind of fun. Largely recorded in 69, the material shows a different side of Buffett, one that owed less to the Caribbean and more to folk music. Let's listen to a little of this.
And I hope those simple pleasures will quickly come again.
And Nashville's a crowded market, so he didn't do as well there and decided he'd do something else. But there are 100 demos that came out of his early years. And they put this here, the Nashville albums Down to Earth and High Cumberland Jubilee, didn't do very much early on. So now they're hoping that this, because of his reputation, will do better. All right, so you can look for the new Jimmy Buffett Buried Treasure Volume 1 album, 28 after the hour.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-618-3090. That's 800-618-3090. Again, 800-618-3090.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Mood and ready for the new year. This is the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is the J. Victoria Keelan is the V. D is Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are going to have a good year. I am telling you right now, we have no choice. We're going to have a good year. We'll be in harmony. We'll be in peace. We'll be with lots of love.
There's something peace refreshing about a new start to a new year, isn't there?
Yeah, of course there is.
And I'm not even talking about resolutions and stuff. People say they're going to do something for like
that's
a day.
Nice. Yeah.
But it's just, it's nice to know that you have a marker
yep.
of a place
yes.
where there's a fresh start and new energy and
new beginnings
and optimism.
Are fabulous. Yes,
yeah.
Great stuff. We'll be here during the year as usual to tell you what's going on, give you our opinions on what's going on. People in the news. I'm sorry I don't have anything about Meghan Markle today, but I do have some information about the Miss America organization.
I'm going to have to
fire you. Who runs Sam Haskell and Josh Randall and Lynn Widener all stepping down this past week from the Miss America organization because of the crude email exchanges about some of the former pageant winners. There was a lot of correspondence that was exposed taking place over the past 3 years. Many of the email came from the CEO, Mr. Haskell. He was involved in body shaming and slut shaming winners. What a jerk.
Wow.
Here's the lady who was crowned in 2013, Mallory Hagan, said she knew about some of the behavior. She said, quote, "I feel validated because for the longest time I've been trying to tell people that this sort of thing was going on. It happened to me, but I didn't have any proof of it. So I feel a big weight lifted off of my shoulders. They get what they deserve. This sort of thing will continue, I predict, to be a big thing this next year, Jennifer. More of this outing of
for
people
sure.
who ought not to be in these positions of power. Just not right. Either smarten up, you know, clean up your act, or get
change
the hell out.
Ways. Yeah, I was reading something. Gosh, they do predictions for what's going to happen in 2018.
Yes.
Headlines. I can't remember which site this was on, but there was a list of things that will continue. And of course, the Me Too movement was on there, and I believe that will continue. But they said it'll now touch into academia. After the first of the year, you're going to hear a lot of stories about academics behaving badly. And
we all knew. Professors when we were in college who were jamming up these girls that were some of the younger professors. I remember at Heidelberg we had some that were in their 30s, and college kids are in their late teens or early 20s, so maybe a 10-year difference. So there's a lot of that going on, for sure. And it was the desire was to get better grades. All the girls will tell you that. I slept with my professor hoping I'd get a better grade, and that stuff's still going on. Interesting. Related to this, Jennifer, Cher has come out defending Meryl Streep because, remember I said, was it yesterday or the day before? It was sometime the last few days. I was talking about Meryl Streep and how she says that she knew about Harvey Weinstein's sexual misconduct, but she didn't say anything. And so Cher has come out. There was a poster that was set up here in L.A. of smiling Meryl posing for a picture beside Weinstein, covering her eyes with a red bar and the words, "She knew," suggesting she was aware of all the allegations. I don't know. Did you hear anybody here in L.A. talking about this much, or is this just a news media
thing? I didn't hear much. This is, I think, a news media thing. But I do think that's something that needs to be addressed, because Harvey Weinstein is proof positive that a lot of people knew this stuff was going on. We've all heard rumors of it, and we're separated from Hollywood. We've heard about the casting couch and those sorts of things.
Right. Oh, yeah.
How in the world can you preach about being a strong woman and let this stuff happen? I think this is one of the biggest things that has to change, is with women's behavior, just as much as men's behavior, preying on women. Women need to stand up and say when something's not acceptable.
Open up. Yep.
And if you know about it, by golly, don't let your friends fall victim to it, too. Say something. Try to stop it. Do what you can in your own circle to improve your space. And I think we'll all benefit from that.
Cher and Sally Field both defending Meryl Streep. Cher wrote on Twitter, "Must say this no matter the cost. 5 weeks after a cesarean section, I saw Meryl Streep run toward a young woman being viciously attacked by a big man. He yelled and ran then at Meryl, but she wouldn't stop. She risked her life to save this young woman, a stranger to her. Meryl Streep is a woman of honor. She didn't know." And then she added, "Defaming Meryl Streep over Harvey Weinstein? Not Harvey, not Matt Damon, or Ben Affleck, or Harvey's brother, business partners, enablers, or any man that's worked with him and admitted hearing rumors. Meryl Streep, because it was a woman's fight, right? It was always a woman's fight.
Right. Always.
I mean, always a woman's fault.
You know they're going to do a big thing at the Academy Awards. Everybody's going to wear black in honor of this Me Too movement.
Oh, really?
But Ben, a big sacrifice for men to wear a black tux. For women, I guess, who like to wear color, it might be.
Is there still gossip about Matt Damon? I think we mentioned two or 3 weeks ago that he seemed to not be bettering or helping his cause by he keeps talking about this. Why doesn't he just shut up?
Both Matt Damon and Ben Affleck have been implicated in having known about this stuff with Harvey Weinstein. Ben Affleck, of course, was in trouble for even his own misbehavior on a couple of TV shows where he was drunk and groping people. So, he hasn't been taken down. I think Matt Damon, we can say it's still safe to say, has a career. But there are definitely rumors out there that he knew this stuff was going on.
Yeah. And then there's Dr. Phil in the news.
Yeah, what about that?
The show staff accused of procuring drugs and getting guests alcohol before the show was taped. especially if there was a focus on addiction. Scathing expose this week in the Boston Globe. Several guests accuse Dr. Phil of egging on their addiction and helping them acquire drugs.
Yeah,
I don't doubt that for a second. I know some people that know him. He's a crumb bum.
Well, it's not even about him personally, necessarily. This is about, the headline says, Dr. Phil gets drugs and alcohol for addicts. Okay, so that's the headline. But then when you think about it, and you know how these TV shows work, like Jerry Springer, like Dr.
Yep.
Phil, where
yep.
their ratings are dependent on how outlandish and crazy their guests are, they totally liquor these people up. You think people would do Jerry Springer's show like that sober? People getting in fights and jumping on strippers' poles? I mean, maybe some people would, but it's definitely egged on by drugs and alcohol.
Apparently this started with a guy who was a winner on Survivor, whose name is Todd Herzog. He was on the show a couple of years ago battling alcoholism. He said he wasn't intoxicated when he got to the studio, but by the time he got on the air, he was drunk as a skunk.
Wow.
To calm his nerves, that's what the producer said. That's why we gave him alcohol, so he'd be calm.
Right, and so that he'd look like more of a train wreck.
Yeah, I think... I've never thought anything about... The only thing, to find something good about Dr. Phil, I have to reach into another television show that he and another shrink created, and it really is a good show. If you've seen Michael Weatherly, who used to be on NCIS, in a show called Bull, which is basically a creation of Dr. Phil, it really is a good show.
Surely Dr. Phil's involved with Bull?
It was his idea. Oh. He produces it.
It's a great show.
And came up with the idea. It's a very good show. Yeah. That doesn't mean he's a great guy. It just means that he came up with a good idea. I think, you see, having done this as long as I have, Jennifer, you know, I don't want to drop names, but I'm really good, having talked to so many people over all these years, at sizing somebody up by listening to them or looking at them and seeing what their body language is about. And it's interesting because the people who are close to me or people that are friends of mine or I want to have as friends, they have very, very similar traits. They are, I take your father as an example and you, but more recently, Fred Dreyer. He and I got to know each other at your Christmas Eve party. I mean, I've met him before.
It's your new bromance.
But I really enjoyed having a conversation with him because he's a genuine guy. He's not covering anything up. He's not hiding anything about himself. He keeps to himself. That I can see. But he's still, there's a vulnerability to him. And that's really what people sometimes mistake about those who are, if you want to call them stars, actors, whatever. We all are that way. You are vulnerable. I am vulnerable. We have things about us that maybe we don't want other people to know, or maybe there are just things that aren't necessary for other people to know.
I would say if you're afraid to be vulnerable, you can't really be good in show business or in public life. Because I think to be really good at something like what we do or acting, Doug, you have to be able to be a little bit vulnerable.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think in order to be successful in life with relationships, parenting, whatever it is, you have to have a vulnerability.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. And there's an authentic side to people. And I just have, not to drop names, but the people that I find myself closest to are the people who are really authentic. And so that's a cool thing. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, those of you who are hiring, maybe you're looking for authenticity as well. There are tons of people. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people who right now are looking for a new job. Start the new year off with a new job. And they're trying to sort of navigate their way through all of the waters that can be pretty tricky. This can be a prickly reality for people who are looking for work. Not so if you use ZipRecruiter, however. ZipRecruiter.com/DJB is there for you to use free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJB. The company is looking. You're the HR person, or you're the owner of a small business. Let's say your father or you, Jennifer, looking for somebody new to work there. Go to ZipRecruiter.com, put in what you're looking for, and in 24 hours, you'll have somebody who will fit the job perfectly. Easy to use, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. There for you. It's been used by so many growing businesses all over the place, industries, of all sizes. You want the qualified job candidate to keep your company moving forward? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use it free.
I'm Dr. Rafael Fonseca, and this is A Healthier You. There is a heightened interest in the price of cancer drugs. As an oncologist, I understand that there's a natural tension between what is perceived as the proper price of medicines and what is a business-sustaining model that would allow innovation to flourish. The reality is that the vast majority of patients, regardless of their economic status, can receive their cancer medications. In my clinic, we see patients from all walks of life, many with fixed incomes, and yet most of the time they can get all of their drugs. Nothing is easier than pharma bashing. But before we potentially stifle innovation in the name of affordable medications, let's think twice. The alternative may be to tell cancer patients that we don't think their lives are worth the cost of innovation. For more details, go to Facebook.com/BetterHealthcarePolicy.
Lobster fever is hard to kick this time of year and definitely adds fun to scuba. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share the cure to keep your lobster season safe.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The lobster season for divers is an annual event. However, as fun as catching your own lobster dinner can be, a dose of lobster fever can easily distract you from the scuba basics like monitoring your air supply and situational awareness. So make sure you're comfortable and current with your scuba skills before adding another task like lobster hunting to the mix. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
That is the DJV show. A lot of buzz this weekend about the lottery prizes that have not been claimed. Never mind the jackpots that are available right now. But, Jennifer, over the last 15 years, there are at least five big ticket holders
who
have
wealth
not
is.
Claimed Powerball or Mega Millions jackpots. Let's
What's
see
the statute
here.
Of limitations? Because I imagine that these people probably are on a time frame, right?
No, I don't think there is. I don't think there is. Otherwise, they wouldn't be saying that we have this money hanging around. Unclaimed prizes, $31 million for a ticket purchased in Queens, New York in August of 2006. $77 million for a winning ticket purchased in Georgia in June of 2011. Okay, the prizes have expired. So there is
See, I think there is a time limit. I think you only have a certain amount of time. Hey, if you do have a chance, though, today, run out and get some lottery tickets. Just get a ticket, because Mega Millions and Powerball, both of them, have jackpots over $300 million.
Wait a minute. There's an unclaimed prize, the winner of $393 million Mega Millions drawing in August of this year, hasn't claimed it yet. Still got a lot of time. But there are a lot of prizes, lottery prizes, that go... They don't get claimed every year.
Have you ever won the lottery? Have you ever won anything?
No. No, I buy tickets every once in a while. I spend $20. It's great therapy. I think I said this the other day. I'd pay your mortgage off. I'd buy a house for Kara. Yeah. You know, everybody Aww. Would benefit.
Friends and family.
Because,
yep.
Yeah, right.
I had a friend who actually, she's strange. She worked, not strange, she's a nice lady, but her dad won the lottery 2 times.
Really?
Twice.
How much did he win?
And he was already a doctor. It was when the lottery first started in California, so it was smaller prizes because people were just getting into it. Under $10 million, but still, 2 times? Right. Hello?
Take it, yeah. Ding, ding, ding. 10 before the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Let's move into our car. It's car time from the experts. Actually, our auto expert here is Nick Miles, and he has a website. Wow, what a coincidence. Rautoexpert.com. Nick has all kinds of expertise. He's driven every single car. That's something I want to find out from him. We're going to find out about the new Tesla, but I also want to talk to him about whether he's been around enough to have driven every single car manufactured in every single country, everywhere in the world. We'll find out right after this.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join and for details, visit BlazingRewards.com or download the Blazing Rewards app.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Auto expert Nick Miles is here with us from his website, rautoexpert.com. You're liable to see Mike on lots of television reports. He's on the radio all over the place, does a lot of columns, so he has great credibility. Have you driven every single car that's manufactured by every single company in the world, do you think?
I had to think about that when you mentioned that, because I have been horrible and haven't kept count, Doug. So I know there's a few brands that we don't get in the United States and that I've never had a chance to do much with, like Fiat, which is a Portuguese brand. There's one or two out there, but I would say 75% of the cars around the world have had my backside in their seats.
Have you driven those Russian cars that look like Fiats? What do they call those things?
The Lada, yeah.
The Lada,
I saw those where it came out of the Cold War. I remember them being driven across the border in eastern Germany when the war was still up. The Lada, it was the staple of the eastern bloc, but as soon as the West integrated East Germany, boy, did those things disappear fast.
So what do they drive? What do Russians drive? Do they have a homegrown car, or are they buying imports?
They mostly imports. The guys in Russia with money are buying cars like Range Rovers, even Rolls Royces. The guys without huge incomes that they might need for those cars tend to buy vehicles like VWs, that sort of thing. So they're very sensible, but Russian car companies aren't at the forefront of modern technology.
Yeah, I always see the Russian bad guys in movies always drive Range Rovers. And I think to myself, does that mean that I'm a bad guy because I drive a Range Rover?
Sometimes we like to be bad, right?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, with the engine and that thing, I have a heavy foot. Oof, they move. Let's talk about the Tesla Model 3. Just give us a brief refresher course in when the Tesla came about, how Musk came out with the idea. What's the background of the Tesla?
So Tesla are well known for two of their vehicles which are on the market. They've had some before, but the two ones that are still on the market is the Model S, which is kind of the sports car version. It's a four-door performance GT, I guess you would call it. And then there is the Model X, which is their SUV that has those gull-wing doors that open at the side that are so famous. And those are the two cars that they built their reputation on, mostly the Model S. So they introduced the Model 3 about 2 years ago, and Musk took orders for this vehicle. He's taken orders for around 450,000 of them. The price is around $35,000 starting. But the problem is he's never really been able to manufacture them. So everybody's still waiting. He's been up to about 250 a month, just slightly chipping away that 450,000. And now the first non-Tesla employees are starting to receive them. We think he's up to about 1,000 a month right now. And the trouble is, Doug, the warranty is absolutely breathtaking, because what it does is take away pretty much all of your rights. For instance, if you hit a pothole in this car, your warranty is void, and there's many more things.
How the heck do they know if you hit a pothole?
Well, I guess they'd have to look at the damage maybe caused by a car. It includes things like if you don't upgrade the software. They're also saying that if your car gets you into trouble and hits something, they're not going to pay for things like your fax bill if you have to fax them pictures of the car because the car did something wrong. So the warranty, you might want to read it if you're on the list to get a Model 3.
Yeah, I think there's a long way to go. It's a nice-looking car. People who have them seem to enjoy them, but I think there are a lot of little prickly things in there that have to be dealt with. Yeah, so that's a good warning. All right, Nick, thank you. Happy New Year, by the way. Nick Miles from RR.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.